Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a sub-pressure ride groove slice in Ableton Lev 12 for jungle and old-school DNB vibes. This is an advanced one, so we're not just throwing a ride loop on top and calling it a day. We want it to move, breathe, and push against the sub in a way that feels urgent, raw, and alive. The big idea here is simple. The ride is not just a high-end decoration. In jungle and old-school DNB, it can act like a second rhythmic voice. It can create lift, tension, and punctuation. If you get that relationship right, the whole groove starts to feel like it's leaning forward. So first, choose your source carefully. You can use a ride loop, a single ride hit, or even a ride and percussion loop if it has enough character. For this style, I'd aim for something clean enough to control, but dirty enough to have attitude. You want a clear transient, a short tail, and no huge wash. If the source is too long and smeary, it will eat up your subspace and cloud the mix fast. Now, bring that audio into Ableton Live 12. You've got two good options here. One is to right-click the clip and slice it to a new MIDI track, ideally slicing by transients. The other is to load the audio directly into Sampler and switch it to slice mode. Either way, the goal is the same: turn the ride into a playable instrument so you can resequence it like part of the drum performance instead of just looping it. If you're slicing a loop, let Ableton create the drum rock for you. If you're working manually in Sampler, adjust the slice sensitivity until the hits are separated in a useful way. For jungle-style programming, we want slices that let us re-trigger motion, not just play back a static phrase. Once the slices are mapped, clean up the behavior. Trim the start point so each hit feels immediate. If you hear clicks, add tiny fades. If you're using one-shot slices, warp is usually unnecessary, but if you're dealing with a loop, test it both on and off and see which feels tighter. Then balance the slice levels by ear. This matters a lot, because if every hit is the same level, the groove can feel flat and mechanical. In this style, accents need to mean something. Now let's program the rhythm. Don't think like a house loop here. Think forward motion, syncopation, and call and response with the break and sub. A good starting point in a 170 to 174 BPM project is a one-bar pattern with a strong hit on beat 1, a quieter ghost hit somewhere after that, another solid hit on beat 2, a small accent later in the bar, then a strong hit on beat 3, a ghost or tail hit near the end, and a medium hit on beat 4 with a little lift. That's the foundation, but the secret sauce is velocity. Use it aggressively. Your main accents might sit anywhere from 100 to 127, your support hits around 55 to 85, and your ghost taps as low as 20 to 45. That contrast is what makes the ride feel like it's breathing. In advanced DNB programming, velocity is basically arrangement automation. It gives the loop contour without needing a bunch of extra notes. Timing is just as important. Don't lock everything to the grid with military precision. Push some hits a tiny bit behind the beat for weight, and push others slightly ahead for urgency. You can use manual nudging or the groove pool. A swing setting around 54 to 58% on an MPC-style groove can be a strong starting point, but don't overdo it. Let the secondary hits breathe. If every note swings hard, the whole pattern can get too loose and lose the pressure. Now here's where the sub relationship matters. The ride should frame the bass movement, not fight it. Think about where your sub notes land. Strong ride hits can sit just before or just after key sub changes. Leave space where the sub envelope peaks hardest. Use the ride to mark phrase movement, especially at bar ends. If the sub is doing the heavy lifting in the low end, the ride should own the upper rhythm and create tension around it, not clutter it. A good way to think about this is as a pressure grid. The ride and sub should feel like they're interlocking. If the sub hits on the 1, the end of 2, the 3, and a late 16th in bar 2, then place your ride accents so they answer that movement instead of stepping all over it. This is one of those subtle things that makes the groove feel professional and musical. Next, add some human feel. Old school jungle lives and dies by timing variation. Use the groove pool if you want to extract swing from a break or use an MPC-style groove, then apply it gently to the ride MIDI clip. Keep the timing subtle, maybe somewhere around 10 to 35%, and use just a little randomization if needed. You can even duplicate the clip and give each version a slightly different groove amount. That helps avoid the one-loop syndrome, where everything feels copied and pasted. Now let's process the ride with a clean stock Ableton chain. Start with EQ8. High pass it somewhere around 200 to 400 HC so the ride stays out of the sub and low mid area. If it gets harsh, make a small dip around 6 to 9 KHC. If it feels too dull, a gentle shelf around 10 to 12 KHC can bring some air back. The goal is not brightness for its own sake. The goal is clarity without pain. After that, try drum bus slightly. A little drive can give the ride authority, and a touch of transient emphasis can help it punch through. Keep boom off for this kind of sound, since we're not trying to inflate the low end. Then add saturator for density. Analog clip or soft sign can work well, with just a few dB of drive and soft clip on if needed. This helps the ride feel more like a sampled record hit and less like a pristine digital cymbal. If the ride still needs control, use a compressor or glue compressor very gently. We're only talking about maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Fast attack and tame spikes and medium release helps the groove recover naturally. Then use utility if you need to narrow the stereo field a bit. If the ride is getting too wide and messy, bring it closer to center, especially if other top percussion is already filling out the stereo image. For ambience, be surgical. Jungle and old school DNB can fall apart if the top end gets too washed out. If you want space, use sends rather than inserting heavy reverb directly on the ride. A short room reverb on a return track can work really well, especially if the decay is short and the low end is filtered out. AW Echo Send can also add motion, but only send selected accents. Don't drown every hit in effects. The space should enhance the groove, not blur it. A really strong move is to layer the ride with a break or some percussion. The ride often works best when it reinforces a chopped amen, think, or hot pants style break rather than replacing it. You can also pair it with a shaker or tambourine for extra motion. Another great trick is to duplicate the ride line and split the rolls. One layer stays dry, tight, and focused, while another layer gets filtered and a little more atmospheric. Bring the second layer in only for breakdowns or transitions. That contrast gives the arrangement more depth without losing the rawness. When it comes to arrangement, think in phrases. A strong ride groove needs development, not just repetition. For a simple 16-bar structure, you might start with a sparse ride pattern in bars 1 to 4, add ghost hits and offbeat accents in bars 5 to 8, bring in a fuller pattern with sub-variation in bars 9 to 12, and then use dropouts, fills, reverse tails, or extra syncopation in bars 13 to 16. This keeps the listener engaged and helps the groove feel like it's evolving. Transitions are a big part of that. You can automate filter cutoff, throw reverb or delay only on the last accent of a phrase, reverse a ride tail, or create tiny clip gaps for that ragga-style tension. Don't over-polish it. Old-school energy often comes from the edges staying a little rough. And of course, keep an eye on the low end. If the ride starts masking the sub, the first thing to reduce is usually reverb or roominess. Make sure your ride energy lives mostly above 200 to 300 Hz. If needed, you can sidechain the ride slightly from the kick or sub, but often the better fix is just better arrangement and cleaner EQ. The sub should own the low energy center. The ride is there to give it shape and motion. A few common mistakes to avoid: making the ride too bright, overfilling the rhythm, ignoring velocity, using too much reverb, and relying only on straight quantization. All of those can flatten the vibe. If the top end is piercing, soften it with EQ and saturation instead of just turning it down. If the groove feels crowded, leave more gaps. In jungle, space is part of the bounce. For a more aggressive or darker sound, try darkening the ride with filtering instead of just volume. A slight top end roll off, a touch of saturation, or even a subtle bit of redux grain can push it toward a vintage sampler feel. You can also use a tiny amount of autopan or subtle filter movement to keep the ride from feeling frozen. And once the part feels right, print it to Audito. Resample it. Chop it again. Reverse a few fragments, maybe pitch a couple of pieces slightly. That's where the grime starts to feel handmade. A great practice exercise is to build a 2-bar ride pressure loop at 172 BPM. Make bar 1 relatively sparse and bar 2 a little more syncopated. Use strong accents, soft ghost hits, a subtle groove, and light processing. Then write a sub-line that leaves one or two gaps where the ride can really speak. Render a straight version and a swung version. Then compare which one feels more like a proper jungle roller. So to recap, start with a ride source that has character, slice it into a playable instrument, program a rhythm that supports the sub, use velocity and swing to create human feel, process it with EQ, saturation, and light compression, and arrange it in phrases so it develops over time. The real goal is not just a ride loop, it's rhythmic pressure. When the ride locks with the bass and the break, that's when the tune starts to breathe like proper jungle. If you want, I can also turn this into a matching Ableton rack walkthrough, a bar-by-bar MIDI example, or a full Ragga Jungle top percussion chain.